听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and I appreciate that you took time out of your day to study English with us here. Today, in our Viewpoints feature, we're going to discuss the merits of organic food. Most of us have heard of organic fruits and vegetables, but did you know there's such a thing as organic chickens and cows too? Friends, we're going to see this word organic a lot over the next few days. So let's define it right now by saying food with no man-made substances involved in any stage of the growing process. Okay, as always, we need to check in on the word bank where today we find the noun counterpart, as in our country's president is the counterpart to your country's prime minister. Okay, that's it. We are ready to get into the reading. Join us now on page 32 as we begin.
Is organic food really better? Why buy organic food? As you stand in front of the produce section at your local store, you are faced with a decision. In one hand, you hold an organically grown tomato. And in the other, you hold its traditionally grown counterpart. Both tomatoes are red, ripe, and ready to be eaten, and both provide important health benefits. But is one better than the other? The debate between organic food and conventionally grown food has no easy answers, but often sparks differing opinions. Conversation A.
Wow, Beth! You have really been on a health kick lately. I've noticed you've been exercising more and eating healthier food. You look great.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther. Welcome to this month's Viewpoints article. Today we'll be talking about organic food, or food that is grown without chemicals and pesticides, and we'll be talking about whether organic food is really better. So we'll give you two different viewpoints, and you can decide for yourself whether you think eating organic food is better.
And that's a good question, because many people think that organic food is better, or that really just anything that's natural is better than anything that is artificial. And so I think a lot of us tend to think like this. So our article today is going to ask the question, why should we buy organic food?
So as you stand in front of the produce section in your local store, you are faced with a decision. Now first, let's talk about the produce section. This is the area or the section in your grocery store or local store that sells fruits and vegetables. And you are standing there. You are faced with a decision. Chip, help us out here. You are faced with a decision.
Well, that means that you have a decision to make. If you are faced with a decision, that means that it's kind of like a decision is looking at you, asking you a question. And so in this case, you are holding an organically grown tomato in one hand, and in the other, you are holding its traditionally grown counterpart. Now, that word counterpart is an important one for us to understand what's happening here. What is a counterpart, Esther?
Well, a counterpart is very similar to something that you have, but it's different in that it's a different person or thing, and it's kind of different, but still alike. For example, if you want to buy a car, you can say this year's model is much better than last year, than its counterpart last year. They're very, very similar, but maybe from a different position or time, or there's something different about it.
So if a husband and a wife are very similar in a lot of ways, maybe they like a lot of the same things, you might say that one spouse is the other spouse's counterpart, because they're so similar, except for the main difference that one is male and the other one is female. So here, both are similar. Both tomatoes are red, ripe, and ready to be eaten. And both tomatoes, both provide important health benefits. But is one better than the other?
Right. Remember, one is a traditionally grown tomato, and one is an organically grown tomato. So one is just your regular tomato, and one is an organic tomato. Are they really that different? Is the organic one really much better, much healthier than the one that's not organic? So the debate, or this idea, or this argument between organic food and conventionally grown food has no easy answers, but often sparks differing opinions. Now let's go back and look at this word conventionally grown. Conventionally grown means traditionally grown, or how things have been, how things usually are. So tomatoes usually are grown in a farm, and usually farmers will add chemicals to make the tomatoes grow bigger and better and keep the insects from biting into the tomatoes.
So, right, that would be a conventionally grown tomato. So, this conversation has no easy answers. This debate doesn't have an easy answer, and it often sparks differing opinions. It often begins or instigates or challenges people to have differing opinions that differ. Now, here we're moving into our conversation between Adam and Beth, and they, of course, have a different opinion about this.
Right. So Adam is remarking to Beth, and he says, "Wow, Beth, you have really been on a health kick recently." Now, a kick is something that gives you great excitement or joy, or something that you are very, very interested in. So Beth has lately really been interested in health, and he says, "I've noticed you've been exercising more and eating healthier food. You look great."
So maybe Beth looks especially great right now and especially healthy because she's been eating organic food? I don't know. I think that's probably the direction that our article is going to go.
Well, we're going to find out why she's looking so great. Of course, she's exercising and she's eating healthier foods, but we'll find out after we take a break. Now, before the break, let's go and interview some people about what they think about organic food.
I do think that organic foods can be slightly better for you than non-organic foods because of the reduced levels of pesticides in organic foods. However, according to multiple food studies and reports, the levels of pesticides in both organic foods and non-organic foods are already so small that they barely have any effect on your body. That means that the reduced levels of pesticides in organic foods does not make organic foods better for your health. However, when you take into account the extra time and care put into the farming of organic foods can cost up to 2 times as much as non-organic foods. So in my opinion, I would stick to non-organic foods because you can get almost the same quality for half the price.
My personal opinion on organic food is it is slightly better for you than non-organic food because organic food does not have pesticides. However, I personally do not buy organic food for 2 reasons. First, the cost of organic food is at least twice as expensive as non-organic food. I don't think the money I put into organic food is worth the value. Second, recent studies have shown that organic food does not provide more nutritional value than non-organic food. Thus, even though organic food might be slightly better for you in the long run, I personally do not buy organic food.
Hi everyone, welcome back from the break. The question we're asking today is organic food really better than non-organic food? New vocabulary Beth and Adam will be using include the word overrate. The new movie was so overrated. The special effects may have been good, but the plot was terrible. Second, we have the noun pesticide, as in the farmer used a pesticide on his cornfield to kill the bugs that were eating his crop. Third, the word residue. After I finished reading the newspaper, I noticed that it had left a black residue on my fingers. Okay, let's return to the conversation. We'll pick it up with Beth at the top of the right-hand column.
Is organic food really better?
Thanks. I feel great. You know, switching to organic food has made all the difference.
Really? Organic food seems so overrated to me. What's wrong with non-organic food?
For starters, most farmers rely on pesticides to kill crop-eating pests. Personally, I would rather not eat food that's covered in poisonous chemicals.
Be realistic. You've been eating food grown like this your whole life and have not had any problems to speak of yet. Besides, the FDA's ongoing total diet study found pesticide residue on non-organic food to be between 0.0001 and 2.04 parts per million. That's nothing. And it's even less if you wash your fruit and vegetables before you eat them.
Welcome back. So before the break, we began our conversation between Adam and Beth. And Adam sees Beth and says, "Wow, you look great." And Beth's been on a health kick. So she's been eating healthier and exercising more. So Beth says, "Thanks, I feel great." And you know, switching to organic food has made all the difference. And here, switching means to change. So it sounds like she, in the past, was eating traditionally or conventionally grown food, and now she has switched, she has changed to eating organically food.
So Adam asks her, really? Maybe he doesn't really think that eating organic food is really that different from eating traditionally grown food. And he continues on and says, "Organic food seems so overrated to me." Now, if something is overrated, it means that people seem to think too highly of something. People are giving it too much credit. Really, is organic food that good? He says, what's wrong with non-organic food? What's wrong with food that is not organic or grown with chemicals?
And, you know, I kind of feel like I know this Adam character. I kind of agree with how he's thinking. I personally have wondered this same question. Is organic food a little too overrated? Because I hear a lot of people talking positively about organic food, but really, is it that much healthier than conventionally grown food?
Well, Beth sure thinks so. And she's going to tell us a list of reasons why she thinks organic food is better than non-organic food. And she begins off by saying, for starters, most farmers rely on pesticides to kill crop-eating pests. Now, if you rely on something or someone, it means you depend on them. And farmers, she says, rely on pesticides. And pesticides are chemicals that are poisonous and that will kill off these animals that want to eat the crops.
Right, and these animals or these insects that want to eat the crops are called pests because you don't want them. They are damaging to a farmer's crop. And she goes on to say, personally, I would rather not eat food that's covered in poisonous chemicals. And actually, she has a good point here. I don't know that I would want to eat food that's covered in chemicals that are poisonous. I can kind of agree with Beth on this.
Right, because if something is poisonous, it means it contains poison or things that will hurt and damage our bodies. And Beth is saying, well, organic food doesn't have pesticides, while regular food has pesticides. So when you eat that, you are getting a lot of poison in your body. But Adam doesn't really think so. He tells her to be realistic. Try to think about life and try to not think about too much. He says, you've been eating food grown like this your whole life and have not had any problems to speak of. So he's saying you've been eating regular non-organic food and you haven't been sick or your stomach has been fine, and there's nothing wrong with eating non-organic food.
And as usual, Adam has a statistic to back this up. He says, besides the FDA's ongoing total diet study, found pesticide residue on non-organic food to be a very small amount. We'll stop there. And let's take a look at the word FDA. Now, the FDA is the Food and Drug Administration. And so this is the group or the organization that looks at food and drugs and tests them. It checks them out to see if they are safe for people to use, if they're safe for people to put into their bodies.
Right. This is a government organization. And in this study that Adam is talking about, the total diet study, it says that he found that pesticide residue on non-organic food. Now, before we continue on, let's talk about this word residue. Residue is the part that is left after something remains or has gone. So it's the amount that is left on, or the amount of pesticides that is left on the vegetable or plant.
Like a layer of pesticide after you've washed the plant. And this study found a very, very small amount of residue, between 0.0001 and 2.04 parts per million. So for every million parts of a food or drug or a non-organic food, they have found just a very, very, very small amount of pesticide residue. Adam says, that's nothing. And it's even less, so that amount is even lower if you wash your fruit and vegetables before you eat them. So if you wash them, you're basically washing all of the residue off, and there's nothing to worry about. That's all we have for this amount of the conversation today. Come back and join us tomorrow for the rest of this conversation between Adam and Beth. Before we leave, let's visit the chat room.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken and this is Vicky.
Hi everyone, it's great to see you today. So Ken, do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I do. In the conversation, Beth says, for starters, most farmers rely on pesticides to kill crop-eating pests. Who exactly are starters?
Well, actually not who, but what. The word starters is used for the appetizer or the first course of a meal. So you might say, for starters, let's have Caesar salad.
But that's not how the phrase is used in the lesson.
No, you're correct. In the lesson, for starters is an idiom that means to begin with. We use that to introduce the first point, which is often the first of many points.
So there are often other points that follow that first point?
Right. In fact, we often say that's just for starters. For example, I might tell you that you have to take a test to get into a school, and that's just for starters.
Meaning after you take the test, there are still other requirements to meet.
You've got it.
Starters 可以表示一顿饭的第一道菜或者开胃菜，但是用在片语 for starters 表示首先作为开头，而这个片语呢常常用在这句话 and that's just for starters， 意思就是这只不过是一个起头，言下之意就是后面还有很多其他的项目。
Can you ask me who are starters earlier? There are the so-called starters in baseball, you know.
Oh, yeah, the starting pitchers.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Wang Jianming was a starting pitcher, or starter for the New York Yankees. That's the pitcher who starts to pitch at the beginning of a game.
So what do you call the pitcher who enters in the middle of a game to replace the starter?
Well, you call that the relief pitcher or the reliever. The idea is that the relief pitcher would relieve the starting pitcher and let him have a rest.
I see. Starter 也就是 starting pitcher 的简称，就是棒球的先发投手。Starter 呢，就是一场比赛中两队派上场投球的第一位投手。之后若是 starter 累了或者表现不佳，就会有 relief pitcher， 也就是简称为 reliever， 后援投手上场支援，他的任务就是要 relieve 救援那个先发投手。
And here's someone to relieve you now from the chat room, Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 kick 这个名词。Kick 当动词是指踢，但是 kick 在这边是当名词，意思是指狂热或冲劲，处于对某种事物的热爱，是用 be 动词加上 on 这个介系词。例如 ，Lawrence has been on an exercise kick lately. He spends over 3 hours a day in the gym. Lawrence 最近迷上了运动，他每天在健身房都待超过3个小时。或者是 Janet is on a cooking kick now. She buys all kinds of recipe books. Janet 最近迷上了烹饪，买了各式各样的食谱。继续我们看的是 overrate 这个动词。over 是指过度的， rate 是指评定或评价，所以 overrate 是指给予过高的评价或者是过度重视。例如 In our society, one's appearance is often overrated.我们的社会中一个人的外表常常过度的被看重，或者是 be confident, but don't overrate yourself in next week's competition. 对自己要有自信，但是在下周的竞赛中不要过度的高估自己。最后我们看的是 residue 这个名词，注意它的中音是在 D-U-E 这个音节念成 residue。residue 是指残余的物质或者是渣渍，例如This kind of shampoo is used to remove the residue that builds up on hair. 这种洗发精是用来清除累积在头发上的化学残余物，或者是 use cool running water to clean the residue off vegetables before cooking. 烹调前要用大量流动的冷水来去除蔬菜上的残余物。And that's all for today. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Is organic food really better? Why buy organic food? As you stand in front of the produce section at your local store, you are faced with a decision. In one hand, you hold an organically grown tomato, and in the other, you hold its traditionally grown counterpart. Both tomatoes are red, ripe, and ready to be eaten, and both provide important health benefits.But is one better than the other? The debate between organic food and conventionally grown food has no easy answers, but often sparks differing opinions. Conversation A.
Wow, Beth! You have really been on a health kick lately. I've noticed you've been exercising more and eating healthier food. You look great!
Thanks! I feel great!You know, switching to organic food has made all the difference.
Really? Organic food seems so overrated to me. What's wrong with non-organic food?
For starters, most farmers rely on pesticides to kill crop-eating pests. Personally, I would rather not eat food that's covered in poisonous chemicals.
Be realistic. You've been eating food grown like this your whole life and have not had any problems to speak of yet. Besides, the FDA's ongoing total diet study found pesticide residue on non-organic food to be between 0.0001 and 2.04 parts per million. That's nothing. And it's even less if you wash your fruit and vegetables before you eat them.
Friends, consider a carrot that was grown organically and compare it with one that was not. Is there really a difference in nutrition? Is there a difference in taste? Is there a difference in pesticide levels? Is there a difference in price? We're addressing all of these questions in this month's Viewpoints feature titled, Is Organic Food Really Better? Friends, if you want better English, turn to page 3 in your magazine and check out the Studio Classroom User's Guide. There you'll find helpful tips to follow before, during, and after each program broadcast. Okay, the discussion about organic foods continues tomorrow. Everyone, I hope to see you then. Bye-bye.